Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
First day at the park. After months of wearing long pants, heavy sweaters over flannel shirts, and clunky shoes, folks are enjoying the chance to leave jackets behind and head to the park. It's like a spring cleaning for the spirit as everyone goes down a slide, swings, or teeter-totters in order to wipe away winter's cobwebs and staleness. Because of the recent warm, sunny days, families are migrating en masse to local parks. We didn't want to be left out, so we joined our grandkids and their parents at the Wamego City Park that weekend and were surprised to discover all the parking spaces near the playground were full and little kids were standing in line to zip down the slide or play on the monkey bars. It was more like a busy day at Disneyland than a visit to a hometown amusement. Our two little ones and their cousin gleefully wandered from one brightly painted piece of equipment to the next. In between swings and slides, our granddaughter stopped to scoop up handfuls of tiny pebbles, inspect them, and then raise her arms high into the air and let them shower down around her shoulders. I'm not certain, but I suspect she may have had as much fun doing this as she did lying belly down across the soft vinyl swing and launching herself into the stratosphere. Our grandson is small enough that he preferred to sit in Mommy's lap during his time on the swing set. It was fun to watch him observing everything going on around him while his little body adjusted to this unusual back and forth rhythm. When I took pictures of him, his face gradually changed from serious concentration to a broad, four-toothed grin. He liked this. As I heard the laughter and giggles coming from every direction on that full playground, it was clear all of these youngsters enjoyed feeling sun rays warming their skin and the sensations of zipping down a toasty but not searing metal slide, or the breezes they created as they pumped their little legs in order to fly back and forth. Their parents echoed the joyful sounds their children made. Not only is fresh air and recreational equipment pure D fun, it's also the perfect ingredient for a long nap afterwards. Our little ones barely made it back inside our room before their eyelids slammed shut. Tykes, who normally take a 1 or 2 hour nap, zonked out for twice their usual snooze. This gave Grandma a chance to sneak in a little shut-eye herself. Even though we haven't had a particularly harsh winter, we've missed balmy play days. I'm glad I got to see my grandkids enjoy some of these first moments of spring. It made new memories and brought back old ones of when my own kids were tiny. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.